Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. In fact, we're calling all captains to ask the question, would your crew follow you? The movie Captain Phillips is in theaters nationwide, and as often happens, I saw many a leadership lesson in this movie. Now, though it's Hollywoodized, the lessons on being a powerful leader in times of crisis are incredible. And the entire movie made me wonder, if your department, company, or team were under attack or facing hard times, would your crew follow you? If so, or if not, here are three ways to boost employee loyalty and be the kind of leader they'd follow. First, address the issues. It's no secret that Captain Phillips' boat is overtaken by pirates. Every trailer shows you the premise of the movie, and some of us even remember it from the news in 2009. What you don't see is the reaction of the crew when news of the impending attack is known all over the boat. One crew member immediately states and rants that he is a union man and not paid enough to fight off armed pirates. Captain Phillips hears him out, listens to his complaint, and presents a pretty formidable solution. He doesn't shy away from the reality that danger is near, and frankly that this guy is scared. He clarifies how much he needs the crew to cooperate and in what way, and he does it all without begging, cajoling, or sugarcoating anything. What are the real issues that maybe you've swept under the proverbial rug or danced around and never come out and addressed as the fearless leader? Is there an issue for which you need to take a bold stand as that leader? Is there an employee direction that needs to be clarified? Respect you need to earn? Maybe it's time to revisit those issues and address them openly. Secondly, stay calm. It would be hard, I think, at best, to stay as level-headed as Captain Phillips appeared to be in the early stages of his difficult situation. Yet, much like all of our other leadership behaviors, your demeanor, calm or crazed, is contagious. Keeping a level head in all situations is important for employees as they look to you to determine how they should behave. Now, this is not the same as being or becoming an unfeeling robot leader with no emotional display of any kind. This is about staying calm under pressure and keeping your wits about you so that you can A, assess the best situation and solution, and B, get or direct others to where they need to be. Employees are looking to follow your lead, but to be their leader in hard times, you have to be able to lead your emotions and your actions. Third, protect them. The trailers show that Captain Phillips gets in the lifeboat with the pirates. So I'm not spoiling anything here, I promise. What you don't see, that also won't take away from you seeing the movie, is that when the lifeboat leaves, the USS Alabama, a huge cargo ship, follows it until help arrives. Now, it's my hope that as a leader, you're never faced with a situation quite this dire. But the reality is we face tough calls and tough decisions as leaders every day. There are layoffs for which you might be able to provide references or recommendations to employees, job terminations for which you can reach out to your network and find new jobs for those who are good performers. What do you do to protect those that report to you while still being real, truthful, and brave? When you protect those that report to you in the ways that you can, the chances of them following you are much greater. How can you protect those you lead? Leadership is a position of power, privilege, and responsibility. It's easy to be a good leader when times are good. But much as you find out who your friends are when the chips are down and stress is high, you also find out what kind of leader you are when the same happens in your organization. If times got tough in your workplace? Would those who report to you follow you? And have you cultivated an environment in which they'd want to? I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.